Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kelim, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is we're learning Brachos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Efrayim Receiving Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now in this Mishnah we discuss things that are attached to Kelim that could be Mekabel Toma, and the question is if this thing itself is Eid Mekabel Toma as well. And that's what the Mishnah starts out with. Kol HaTolayim, all loops. These are basically loops or straps that are attached to Kelim that most often are used just to hang the kli on a hook or something like that. And the Mishnah tells us Tamein, they're Eid Mekabel Toma. That's because since they're part of the kli, they're attached to it, and they help service the kli. So even though on their own they're not able to kabel toma, since they're connected to the kli, they're the strap or this loop on it, so they're able to kabel toma. Chutz, except for the following: mitloy nafa ukvar shabal bayis, the loop or strap of the sifter and sieve of a regular homeowner, that's not able to kabel toma. Why? Because very often they're taken off and attached to another kli, so not really considered connected to the sifter or sieve, and therefore they're not kabel toma. Different merits or merits opinion. Whereas chama and lacham argue with him in the completely opposite direction. Kulam tahirin, all these different loops and straps that are attached to kelim are not mekabel toma, chutz except for the following cases: mitloy nafa shel salasin, the strap which is attached to the sifter of these professional flour sifters. That's because very often they'll actually hold on to the strap to help them shake and move about the sifter, and so it's actually being used as part of the sifting process. Also, utloy kiras granois, the loop attached to this larger sieve of granois is where they grind the wheat into flour, and these are very large sifters that are meant for separating the thick chaff. That strap was also very often held onto and used in the sifting process. Similarly, utoloi magal yad, the strap attached to a hand sickle. When a person was harvesting, he would often place his hand through the strap so the sickle wouldn't fall down, kind of like when you place your hand through the strap of the camera so you don't drop it. Similarly, utoloi magal abalashim, the strap of the staff of the tax collectors. These tax collectors would go into people's homes and look for things that the people would have to report taxes on, and often, obviously, as people do, they don't want to have to pay taxes, so they're going to hide those things. So what do these tax collectors do? They would open up barrels, and they would take the staff of theirs and poke it into the barrel to see if there's something being hidden in the bottom. So they also would put their hand through the strap of the staff in order to make sure it didn't fall. And the reason for all these, as we had said, is Mnei Shein Mesayin Mishas Melacha. That's because they're actually a help during the Melacha, during the working with it, and that's why they're Mekabel Toma. And so that klal, this is the rule. If the strap or this loop is meant to help while you're doing work with the kli, so it's Eid Mekabel Toma, but if it's just there to hang the kli on a hook on the wall, so it's not Mekabel Toma. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, now we go on to a grouping of Kalim. They're basically kind of like pitchforks or shovels, and even though they do have somewhat of a base kibble, they still might not be Mekabel Toma. So the first one is, says the Mishnah, Rachas Shel Geroisos, is like a shovel of sorts, of Geroisos. These are people who take beans and crush them up, that's their job. So Temeya, this Rachas, this shovel, is Mekabel Toma because it's meant for scooping up the beans and then pouring them into the grinder, so it's meant for holding things. However, Shel Itzarais, of storage houses and granaries, this is more like a pitchfork of sorts, or maybe like a rake or something like that. Tahir, it's not Mekabel Toma, because really it's just meant for scraping and gathering and raking all of the loose grain and making it into a nice pile, so it's not meant to hold anything, and therefore it's not Mekabel Toma. What about a different one? Shel Gitois, this is the shovel of the wine press. It's meant for shoveling out all the psoilus and all the gook and whatnot that's in the wine press, so to me it's Mekabel Toma, because again, it's meant for holding something in it, whereas Shel Geronois, of granaries, now this is a classic pitchfork that's meant for winnowing the grain. Tahir, it's not Mekabel Toma, because all it does is lift up the grain to throw it into the air, so it could be blown by the wind and the chaff will fly away, and so clearly it's not meant to hold anything inside, it's really just meant to lift up and throw. And bottom line is, Akla, this is the rule, Hasu the Kabbalah, Tomei, if it's meant to hold something in it, so it's even Mekabel Toma, whereas Lakinus, if it's just meant for gathering things together, Tahar, so it's not Mekabel Toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Vav and on to Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.